בייז עמד בייז, גמור אסק סקשם, ורובה עליבי דרב יהודה. רובה סד, according to רב יהודה, דה אומה אודם תויה גימו שויס חוסה משהו. A person can make a mistake in 3 hours. Is מתחילס דלת לאי נחל. So why does רב יהודה say in the Mishnah? That he shouldn't start eating, also to eat toilin shochamishes. Why? Bitchilas dalad leinechol. A person can make a mistake in 3 hours. So the Gemara answers, Hey, chamo b'mizrach b'sheva chamo b'mayra. V'cholsh kein dalad. That even though a person can make a mistake in 3 hours, but when one can tell by the sun or the shade of the sun, that is not Shoshviyas, so then one won't make a mistake. So therefore, Shoshviyas will never think that it is the 4th hour. Ihochi behei naminehu. So if you're telling me that from the Chama one will not make a mistake, so let him eat the 5th hour also. Hey is Chama b'mizrach, and Zayin is Chama b'mayrit. Tirgime Abaya Libidarove Aidis Mesuralis Rizim Chomet Lakel Moso. So Abaya said that this klal of Chama b'Mizrach and Chama b'Mayrev, this is only good for Zrizim. But the Hamoin Am can make a mistake. So therefore, even though it is in Mizrach, one can still make a mistake. Shodalit, it's in deep Mizrach, then one won't make a mistake. So that is the svara of Rav Yehuda, according to Rava Libe Dabai. The Rava Omar, and Rava said, Lav hainu taime de Rav Yehuda. No. I'll tell you a different teretz. Lav hainu taime de Rav Yehuda. Ella, really, Rav Yehuda holds the 5th hour, you won't make a mistake. Because hey, chamo b'mizrach, and zayin chamo b'mayrach. The sun is in 2 different directions. One will never think the 7th hour of the day that it is still the 5th hour. Ela Rab Yehuda letaimei. No, Rab Yehuda is going l'shitosai. The Omar Rab Yehuda holds ein bia chometz elis reife. Rab Yehuda holds the way chometz has to be destroyed, you have to burn the chometz. You can't, chachamim hold mefara b'zayra luach umata l'yom. You don't have to burn it. You could go and crumple it up and throw it in the wind or throw it to Zayre Leyam or you throw it into a body of water. You don't have to burn it. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't be a chometz el esreifa. You have to burn the chometz. V'yovu le'rabonon sha'achas lilkait bo eitzim. You have to burn the chometz. So memela, the 5th hour, that is an hour before this man sreifa. The Chachomim gave him this hour that he should go and search for fuel. Let us see Rashi. The Rava Oma, Taimed Rab Yehuda Bechometz, Lav Mishum To'usehi. The reason that Rab Yehuda holds you don't burn, you're not permitted to eat chometz the 5th hour, is not because he can make a mistake. The Leito Inshi Bein Chomesh L'Sheva, people will make a mistake in the Koma. Chomesh Chamo B'Mizrach. The 5th hour, the sun is in Mizrach, the 7th hour is in Meir. Fahai, the komar, toilin, kol chomesh. Aye, so why are you not permitted to eat the 5th hour? Rab Yehuda letaime. The omar beidach pirkin, he says in the 2nd perik, ein bia chomets al esreife. That you have to burn the chomets. If you have to burn it, you need fuel to burn it. Hilkach. Osru rabonon bachilosoi. Chazal asert that he's not permitted to eat chometz the 5th hour. Why? Kidei sheyeheiloi pnai lilkoit eitzim bintayim. That he should have time, should be free to look for wood. Vishoris leikol chomesh. If he'll be permitted to eat chometz the 5th hour, ein eniska. So he won't remember that you have to take care of the sreif of the chometz. Aval achshav de tolilei, but now that you told him that he's not allowed to eat, romeya nafshei umitkar lilaket. There's a very interesting halacha over here. that we're afraid if he's eating chametz, if he's eating potatoes the fifth hour, it seems there's no problem. And he does eat potatoes the fifth hour. He eats anything. And that we're not afraid. But if he'll eat chametz the fifth hour, we're afraid that he might forget about the din sreife. It seems just like we had a svara before, who atzmei mechazer olav l'sorfei meichel ka'ochel minei. That means burning is a contradiction to eating. If he's going to burn it, he won't come to eat it. So it could be it works the opposite way also, that eating is a contradiction to burning. If he's in the midst of eating chametz, then he forgets about burning. Burning is destruction and eating is a constructive way how to use the chametz. So somehow Chazal held if he'll be permitted to eat chametz, to use chametz, to be married, to eat chametz the fifth hour, he'll forget all about that he has to destroy the chametz. And if he forgets about it, it'll come the sixth hour, he won't have fuel. Then he'll be stuck, it'll be the sixth hour, he doesn't have any fuel. So we have to remind him that, no, the sixth hour he has to burn it. So Mimele, he has to burn it the sixth hour, so start thinking he doesn't have fuel, so the fifth hour, so we ask the Achila in order that he should remember to gather fuel in order to be able to burn chametz the sixth hour. That is why they asked it. Eisvei Ravine L'Rove. And it's very interesting that the Issar Achila has really nothing, there's no real Issar to eat chametz, but they made an Issar for a Zaytik purpose. I once saw a very interesting Maril. The Maril brings down, there were two minhagim, if they said Marovis, Rosh Hashanah by night. One place they said Marovis, the Nusach HaMarovis, they said Rosh Hashanah, like they say Yontif, they said Rosh Hashanah also. In another place they didn't say Marovis. So the Maril explains, what is the reason here they said Marovis and here they didn't say Marovis. So the Maril says something very interesting. He says, the place where they said Marovis, they used to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah, but it used to be Mashlam the Tainis. That means they used to fast till at night. So if they won't say Marovis, they're going to come home early and they're going to eat before Tzeisak Yechovim. So in this Mokim, they put in the Nusach HaMarz, you have to say Marovis. So you ensure another 20 minutes in order to make sure that when you'll come home, it'll be Tzeisak Yechovim. In the other place, they weren't mashlim the tainis. If they weren't mashlim the tainis, why did they say marovis? He can come home early and eat. But al kaponim, we see how Chazal worked. They put in the marovis go for another reason in Gansim. So here also, they asked the achila go for another reason. They asked the achila if he won't eat chametz, so remember to get fuel in order to be able to burn the chametz bizman sreif. Eisvei Ravine L'Rove. So Ravine asked Akasha L'Rove. No, it doesn't make sense, this Cheshbon. Omar Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda said, Eimosai Shaloi Bishas Biyuroi. Rav Yehuda said, when is there a mitzvah to burn it? Shaloi Bishas Biyuroi. Avo Bishas Biyuroi. Hashbososai B'chol Dovo. This is a very shveri gemore, machlikis rishonim. Let us see what Rashi says. Let us see shitas Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda had said, Eim osai ani oimer ein bia chometz elas reife. When do I say that the chometz has to be burnt? You can't stam as they throw it in the yam. You have to burn it. That is shaloi bishas biurai. What does shaloi bishas biurai mean? Bitchila sheish, v'chol sheish. This is from the beginning of the sixth hour, and the whole sixth hour. The akati midirais eshori. Then minatoire it is still permissible. Avol bishas biyuroi, bisheva shehu muzer minatoire. Hashbososai v'chol dovo. Then there's mitzvahs hashboses b'chol dovo. So let us see the ivre, what Rashi is saying, that Rabbi Yehuda said, amoyre dikechidish. That the whole mitzvah, when is there a mitzvah to burn chametz? The sixth hour Erev Pesach. And the Rosh is Medayik from Rashi, the sixth hour. B'tchil HaShesh, from the beginning of the sixth hour, till the end of the sixth hour. Then there's a mitzvah to burn chametz. The fifth hour, the fourth hour, you can get rid of the chametz any way you want. You throw it in the yam. You make crumbs out of it and throw it in the, you just throw it in the wind. That is the fifth hour, the fourth hour. But the sixth hour, Erev Pesach, then there is a mitzvah to burn it. The seventh hour, then, it's the seventh hour, then you don't have to burn it anymore. Then you can go and, you can go and be mefarav ashpasosei b'chol dovo. So there's 1 hour in the year that is a mitzvah to burn it. V'toyrech zeh lomo. So now Rashi says, what is the kasha? So let him, shalk upon him for this mitzvah of burning it the sixth hour. Let's make sure the fifth hour he'll get fuel. So Rashi says, v'toyrech zeh lomo. Why does this person have to, the fifth hour he has to look for fuel if he doesn't have eitzim? Im ein loy eitzim, yamtin achas biyuroi, let him wait till the seventh hour. Yash bisenu b'chol dobo. Why are you not permitting this person to eat chametz the fifth hour in order to burn it the sixth hour? He can wait till the seventh hour. Yash bisenu b'chol dobo. Now, Sittes Rashi is meiridik schwer to understand. What is pshat? There's an hour in the year, Erev Pesach Shoshishis, where there's no halacha whatsoever. There's no halacha whatsoever, then it's muta b'achila min ha-toyre. There's no bal yiroh. In that hour, there's a mitzvah to burn it. There's a mitzvah, but this mitzvah is not such an important mitzvah. If you have eitzim, you'll burn it then. If you don't have eitzim, forget about it. So you'll wait till the seventh hour, and then you can get rid of it in any way you want. The Chazon Ish explains Shitas Rashi as follows. That Rashi holds, there are two inyonim. There's an inyon of getting rid of chametz, that one shouldn't be over on Bal Yiroh. And there's also an inyan of getting rid of chametz that there's no chiyuv of tashbisu on him. And that one can accomplish by hashpasosei b'chol dovo. You can throw it into the lake, you can throw it into the yam, and you won't be over bal yiroh, and you won't over on tashbisu. But there's a kiyum of a mitzvah of tashbisu. The lashon of tashbisu, it seems, is a mitzvah to destroy. And this mitzvah is shoshishis. This mitzvah is shoshishis. This mitzvah, Chazon Ish says, is a reshus. If you want, there's a mitzvah, they're not mechuyev to do this mitzvah. If you want to burn it, you'll have a mitzvah kiyumis. You'll have a mitzvah of destroying it. If you don't burn it, so you won't have this mitzvah, but there's no iser. It's a rishus. It's a mitzvah rishus. Chazon Ish also says that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu according to Rav Yehuda with bittul also. To be mevatel it, you also mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. Rashi said, Tavdal Damed Beis, that tashbisu, we learn how to din bittul from tashbisu. The Magiya in the Chedushe Rabbeinu David is mamtik this halacha. And he says, Amoyre de Kezach. He brings a Tshuvas Chassam Seifer. The Chassam Seifer says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein biya chometz ala sreifer. This, according to Rashi, means in a certain hour, the destruction of chometz is only through sreifer. So the Chassam Seifer says that it's not true. It doesn't mean that you only have to burn it. Ein biya chometz ala sreifer means that the mitzvah is, it should be completely destroyed. He says if it will disintegrate another way, not through sreifa, you'll pour acid on it and it'll disintegrate. You'll put it in the ground and it'll disintegrate. That's also called, that's also the hashbosa, that is equivalent to sreifa. The mitzvah of sreifa is you have to make from chometz ofer veifa. You have to make ash out of it. When you throw it into the yam, when you make crumbs, the crumbs are still around. You're not over bal yiro. You're not over on the iser of tashbisu. It's mushbis mi boteichem. But the kiyim of hashbosa, you weren't mekayim. But if it disintegrates, so then you mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. And lav davke through sreifa. No, sreifa is an oifen that you're making from chometz eifer. So the magia in the Rabbeinu David wants to say that bittel is also the same thing. Bittel, you're machshevit ka'ofo. There's two ways to make it ofo. One way by destroying it physically. Another way by destroying it b'machshavtoi. In my eyes, it's ofo. It's nechshav ka'ofo. So that's also a kiyam of tashbisu. Now, there's a meiradiki kolboy that the kolboy says, why could he be mevatalit b'shoshishis if he doesn't have eitzim? So the kolboy brings a raya that Rashi holds that bittel does not help on chometz yodua. If the chometz, if you know where the chometz is, you have to burn it. Then you can't surpass it alom d'she to make, I'll make it awful in my mind. Make it eifer in my mind. If it's bekoyach to make an eifer bepoil, then you can't make an eifer. It's not sufficient that you'll say it's a reze ka afradar. You have to make it awful. The chomet she'ena yedua, then you could be mekayim mitzvahs tashbisu by being machshevit ke awful. Now we can understand a little bit. Perhaps we can explain in two eifanim. Shitas Rashi. We have to understand Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, what is the difference between the sixth hour and the seventh hour? So Rashi says as follows. Midereise shori. When is there a mitzvah of sreife? Dakati midereise shori. So what does Rashi mean, midereise shori? It is mutter. Perhaps we kill avol b'shosh, b'shas b'yuroi, b'sheva, shu muzor min ha-toyre. Then he's muzor min ha-toyre, ashbasosei b'chol dovo. So what does Rashi mean, mutter, and what does Rashi mean, osa? So perhaps we could learn two ways. One way we could learn that the shori means it's mutter to eat. And muzor min ha-toyre means it's osa to eat. And perhaps that's the chilek. The chilek is the last hour before it becomes osa, then there's a mitzvah to make from chometz offer. When it's mutter to eat, then there's a mitzvah to make it offer. Avol b'shas b'yur, when it's the seventh hour already, so it's really offer already. Then there's no mitzvah to make it offer. It's offer already. Because it's osa b'chil, it's osa b'hano. So then the whole thing is you should be able by yiro, then nash b'sasei b'chol dover. That is one way we could learn. And we'll see Taisvis, we'll see perhaps there's another oifen how to understand pshat and Rashi. But al koponim, this is how Rashi learned pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi learned pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that the sixth hour, the hour right before this man Israel, then there's a mitzvah to burn it. This is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, you mekayim a mitzvah, but it's not kefelach. You don't have to do it. It's not kedai to make a gzeire that you shouldn't eat the fifth hour in order to do this mitzvah. If you do it, you do it. If you don't do it, it's echnish kefelach. And mishosh shviyis olamaylo, then there's a mitzvah of sreifa. The Rishayim ask Akasha and Rashi, the Mishnah says in Tmure, chometz bepesach is min hanisrofim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chometz bepesach is from the articles that you have to burn. So they ask and Rashi, chometz bepesach is not min hanisrofim. Chometz bepesach is hashbasosei b'chol dovo. The whole machlokes is before Pesach. That's one of the kashas that the Rishayim ask and Rashi. There's a multitude of kashas. This is one of the kashas. Let us see Taisvah. Taisvah says, Eimosai shaloi b'shas b'yurei. Perish hakunteris. Shaloi b'shas b'yurei. You know what shaloi b'shas b'yurei means? B'sheish. Then there's a mitzvah to burn it, the sixth hour. U b'shas b'yurei. But B'shaz b'yuray, mikan ve'eilech, then is hashbasase b'chol dover. U'porich, so the Gemara asks, ho yilu b'shaz b'yuray, hashbasase b'chol dover, yamtim at shevet. So why do you have to make sure you'll burn it the sixth hour, wait till the seventh hour, if you don't have any eitzim, you'll get rid of it this way. The koshel Rabbeinu Tam, heichi yamtin at shevet levaray, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say, you'll wait till the seventh hour to burn it then. Hasikna la'el de gozer Rabbi Yehuda b'shas isurei livdoik tuma osel lemeichel minei. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to be boidik chometz the seventh hour, because he might come to eat the chometz. So how can you tell a person to wait till the seventh hour, and then you'll get rid of it? The seventh hour is dangerous already. He might come to eat it. Ba'oid, Shaz biyurei de masnisen haino b'sheish. The terminology does not stim, does not coincide. In the Mishnah it says, you're a boidik b'shaz habiyur, which means shoshishis. And here we call shoshvius shaz biyurei. Second kash. Ba'oy de minoiso yalef rab Yehuda, de chometz b'sreif. The whole mekoyer, that we learn out that chometz is b'scheifer, Rabbi Yehuda learns out the second perek from Noisa. Just like Noisa, a kolben, that had to be eaten up at night, and you didn't eat it up, so as soon as it becomes morning, it becomes Noisa, and you have to burn it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Udin chometz, you have to burn. To me, Noisa yalav Rabbi Yehuda, the chometz b'scheifer, then you learn out from Noisa. V'noisa acher shiurei or acher isurei ton sreife. Uchemoy ken chometz. When do you burn noisa? Noisa, you burn after it becomes osa. After it becomes osa b'achila, then you burn noisa. So the same thing, the mitzvah of sreife has to be after it's osa b'achila, then you burn it, not before. There's a very beautiful svas emes that wants to verempfer this kasha, and perhaps this is pshat in the loshon of Rashi, which we had before. Svas Emes says, let us think, what is this inyan of noisa? A person has kochim, he has kalbonis, he has, let's say, the whole night to eat it. So, there's a din, loisei siru mimenu ad boiker, there's a mitzvah on this person. He has to make sure that this kolben should not remain till the morning. What does he have to do? He has to eat it. Look, this fasemis, what will be if this person can't eat it? He can. He has a whole kolben in front of him. He has 20 pounds of meat. He's there alone. What should he do? So this fasemis says, he should burn it. There's a lava, they say, Simon, I'm not allowed to leave it over till the morning. I can't leave off. I can't eat it. So, Mustami, you should burn it. That's not the mitzvah of Sreife. Or get rid of it another way. There's a lava of they say, Simon. Not lava of Sreife. You have to make sure it shouldn't be around in the morning. After it becomes morning, then there's no problem anymore. It became nice already. It's far. It's nicer. Now there's a mitzvah of sreifa. But he says, till the morning, you have to get rid of it, lav davka through sreifa, through any way you can get rid of it. It shouldn't remain noisa. So he says, noisa, there are two chalokim. There's one zman of noisa that you have to make sure it's not around, it shouldn't become noisa. And then there's no din of sreifa. You can eat it, you can do something, if you can get rid of it another way, show to get rid of it another way. It shouldn't become noisa. So when the mitzvah is to make sure it shouldn't be around, then there's no din of sreifa. After it became noisa, now can remain already. Now there's a mitzvah to burn it. So the svas emes says, so the same thing applies by chometz. When it's the shor shviyus already, but by chometz is the exact opposite. When it's the seventh hour or in Pesach, now it can't be around. You have to get rid of it. If you have to get rid of it in any way you want. Mefarav zeh ruach amatul yom. The only mitzvah of sreif is when it's dumya denoise, fakert, the sixth hour. When here there's no chiv on me now to get rid of it, so here there's a mitzvah of sreif. So memelis of the svas emes tainis, fakert, according to Rashi, it is similar to noise. That chometz is similar to noise. When you have to get rid of it, then it's hashbasasi b'chol dava, and huadin by noise also. there'll be a halacha hashbasase b'chol dobo. When it is not mutal on me to get rid of, then there's a mitzvah of sreifa. So it could be, let us look again, could be that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi says as follows, b'tchila sheish b'chol sheish takati midaraisi shori, shori does not have to mean, before we said shori can mean you can eat it, shori can mean you can hold it. You don't have to get rid of it now. You don't have to get rid of it. So when you don't have to get rid of it, then there's a mitzvah to burn it. When you have to start getting rid of it already, then he's not allowed to keep it anymore. He has to get rid of it. Then you get rid of it in any way you can. And this is mamish tainet tisvasem, is similar to noisa. Al koponim, Rashi is meyudik mechudish. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam, so therefore the Rabbeinu Tam does not learn like Rashi. And he says, punkt fakel. The shaloi bishas biyuroi. Shaloi bishas biyuroi means when people do not destroy it anymore. Hainu achashesh. Sheroiv ha'oilam mevarim bishesh, kitikun chachome. So, how does the Rabbi Netam learn? So, the Rabbi Netam learns as follows. Punkt verkehrt. That most people, if you'll take a census, when do most people get rid of their chametz? They get rid of their chametz before Sheva. The Mishnah says, Seif and Betchila Sheis. So, most people get rid of their chametz, before Sheva. Sheva, you don't have people getting rid of their chametz. The Mishnah says you get rid of it before. So Memela, so the Ben Etam says like this. When is there a mitzvah of Sreife Shaloi Bishas Biyurei? That is when people are not getting rid of it anymore. It's the seventh hour already. You pass by, people are busy now with the matzah and the Kolben Pesach. They're not burning chametz now. So then there's a mitzvah of Sreife from the seventh hour and further. There's a mitzvah of Sreife. The sixth hour, that is Shas B'yurei, that is when people are oisik and getting rid of chametz. Then there's no din of sreifa. Then you can get rid of it as basosay b'choldo. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara says as follows. What are you telling me? You're telling me the fifth hour they told him he shouldn't eat in order to get eitzim. He says, why do you need eitzim? You know, when you the sixth hour, when everyone gets rid of the chametz, no one has to burn it the sixth hour, because the sixth hour ashbasosay becholdavo. The whole mitzvah of sreifa is from the seventh hour and further. But who waits till the seventh hour? Chazal were mesakin to get rid of it the sixth hour. So let us. So memelo that is pshat in the Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam the shaloi bishas biyuroi. The time when people are not oisik in getting rid of it, haynu acha sheish, that's after sheish. Sheroi v'oilam mevarim b'sheish. Most of the people get rid of it b'sheish, ketikon chachomim. V'tam, and the reason is, mishum diyalef minoisa, we learn that from noisa. And what, how do we learn that from noisa? That when is there a din sreifa after it becomes osa b'achila? V'ayna lachi yisurei. Abu Bishas Biura Dainu Bishais Kivin Shane Mitzvah Labari Elami Darabona. There's no mitzvah only with the Rabbona to burn it, to get rid of it. Hashbasose Bechol Dovo, then you don't have to burn it. Bechinisa Birishalmi Perik Kosho. So according to Shita Satoisvis, so all of us that you see Ali Eden that we go and burn chametz the fifth hour, that is not according the fifth hour is not according to Rashi either. It's according to Balamoyagrat. But the people burn chametz the fifth hour. This is we learned this Gemara. The fifth hour, you don't have to burn the chametz. You just have to get rid of it. Mafarav esayr luach oimata liyom. That is Shitas Taisvus. The mitzvah sreife, according to Taisvus, first starts the seventh hour and goes into Pesach. There's a moira di kekashe that the Rabbeinu David asks according to Taisvus. The Mishnah says oichlin kol chamesh. V'sorfen betchila sheish. You burn it the tchila sheish. Rav Yehuda ima oichlen karalbe v'toyla v'sorfen betchila sheish. Another the Mishnah fakir the Rabbi Netam. The Rabbi Netam says according to Rav Yehuda you don't burn it the sixth hour. Fakir the Mishnah says v'sorfen betchila sheish. Tamir the Kerayet Rashi that there's a din sreifa the sixth hour. It's the Rabbeinu David, which holds like Tosfos, says, seven is lav davka, it means mevarim, you have to get rid of it the sixth hour. But al kaponim, the Rabbeinu Tamid breita places. But al kaponim, it's a moira de kediuk, like Rashi, and not like the Rabbeinu Tam. We're stuck now. We're back to the kasha. According to Rove, why are you not permitted to eat it the fifth hour? Why are you not permitted to eat it the fifth hour? A person will never mistake the fifth hour. So why are you allowed to eat it? We're back to the kasha. Ela Omar Rove Gzeira Mishum Yoim Hamauna. That's true. If the sun is shining, no one will ever mistake the fifth hour for the seventh hour. You look at the shadow, you look in the sky, you'll see this is not the seventh hour. But what if it's a cloudy day? So if it's a cloudy day, and a person can make a tois of 3 hours, so Mamele, he could be under the impression that it's still the fifth hour and it's really the seventh hour. So therefore they answered the fifth hour. Gzeira mishum yoim hamuna. Hihochi, so the Gemara says, if you're afraid of a cloudy day, and a person can make a mistake of 3 hours, afilu ba'arba shoyis nami leinechol. So afilu it's the fourth hour of the day, a person can make a mistake in 3 hours. It could be the seventh hour, and I think it's the fourth hour. There's no sun around to guide him. So the fourth hour he also shouldn't eat. He says, no, a person will never mistake the fourth hour that this is the seventh hour. Because the fourth hour, all the cafeterias are full, all the restaurants are full, everyone's eating now. So if it'll be the seventh hour now, and he sees no one's eating and the restaurants are empty, the cafeterias are empty, so he'll know it's not the fourth hour. The fourth hour, there's a different simon when it's the fourth hour. You can just see that everyone's eating then. So Memela, the fourth hour, no one will ever make a mistake. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yoim ha-mu'unon, she'ein chama zayrachat. There's no sun shining, it's a cloudy day. Ve'ein yecholim livdek b'chama. You can't be mevarer through the sun. Zman suda la'koli, va'akol b'kiyim bo. Everyone knows when it's the fourth hour. Before we go further, it's kedai to tell over a beautiful kasha from the Marshal. We learned before, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that if two Eidim come, and one said that the Ritzicha was the fifth hour of the day, the other said that the Ritzicha was the seventh hour of the day, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible Eidus. Why? Because, hey, chama b'mizrach, zayin chama b'mayrach, so you see, they can't make a mistake. It's Eidus, it's postulated. Frek the Marshal, maybe it was a cloudy day. are you postulated? Finish, it's postulated. Postulated, I got to talk. Maybe it's a cloudy day. So the Marshal answers that it's very rare that they're cloudy days. So in order to kill this person because maybe it's a cloudy day, we won't do such a thing. We have to assume it wasn't a cloudy day. So, Gabi, the din and dinay nefoshes, we won't grope further. Was it cloudy? Wasn't it cloudy? We call up the weather, what it was that day. We won't go into it. Most days are not cloudy. So the way these two Eidim are coming to me now, it seems that Eidim is mekreshes. He said, because the fifth and the seventh, he can tell by the chamo. So I don't cloud further. I dismiss the case, a guten tog. And I don't grope further, maybe the fault kosher Eidim. But Gabi, you don't go so far, because this is only most of the days is not cloudy. But here, Legabi Chometz, Chazal Vachayish, there are cloudy days, so Memele, a person could be Nichshol and Achilas Chometz, so therefore, they asked Shor Chamishis. Zog the Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbonah, Shor Yishoyna, the first hour of the day, Machal Ludim, Machal Ludim. Rashi and Shabbos says these Ludim were cannibals. They were very hungry people. As soon as it became light in the morning, they sat down to eat. They were aftonim. Shnia, the second hour of the day, machalistim. The robbers, they used to eat the second hour of the day. That's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, why did they eat the second hour of the day? Let us see what Rashi says. Ludim velistim raftonim. Both of them are very hungry people. They have a tremendous appetite. Elo. Shalistim nu'urim kol alayla. Listim are up a whole night. they're busy working. I mean, that's their job at night. So Mele, so as soon as there comes the first hour in the morning, that's a bissel. Before they're going to eat, they want to sleep 1 hour. So they just kaparaina, sleep 1 hour. So Mele, the second hour of the day, they're eating already. Efshe b'derech halotze, the Gemara says that a sumer never gets sat. A blind person will never get sat because he doesn't see what he's eating. So these people were up the whole night, and they're very hungry, so if the eyes are drooping down on them, they won't get zat. If they'll eat the first hour, they won't get zat side by side, because they can't appreciate what they're eating. So they have around an hour of sleep, then they'll be able to appreciate a little better what they're eating, and then they start eating the second hour. That's these two classes of people. Shlishis machal yershim. The third hour, the yershim, those who inherited a big yerusha, they eat the third hour. Now, what is the Yerushim? Lav mishum rafton. Now, they're not such hungry people. Elo hoyil v'loy omlu boy. But they didn't work to get this money. Some emele, so they eat the third hour. What is pshat in this? It could be, Rashi means as follows. How does a person start off the day? So a businessman, he starts off the day, darf machen Geld, darf machen Panos. So the first thing in his mind is not to eat. First, let's see how the business is going. Let me make some money. I have time to eat. You have to know what your priority is. So Memela, the first thing in the day, he works a little bit. Then he's hungry. I mean, it matters how good the business is. If the business is good, he can he'll go further. But a component to start off the day to eat, he wants to start off the day to make money. I feel he really became a millionaire, but he knew how he started off. His whole success was that he made his money, he was working, he's a workaholic. So Mimela, even when he's rich, he'll still follow his old schedule. First you work a little bit, then you eat. You don't start off the day with eating. When you're eating, you're using up your wealth. The tachlis is to make money, not to use it up. A person who yarshin money, Rashi says in Shabbos as follows: Yershei hain rab shalei tochel boy. They were born, and they have their wealth. They didn't accumulate their wealth. They got it, so they yarshined it. Ve'ein asukim v'doyegim loshet achem mezoynis v'lasik v'malocha. They don't have this concept at all of making money. They only know how to spend money. That's so memela. So the third hour of the day, what's wrong with eating now? There's nothing more important on the agenda now, so they might as well eat. That's why the Yerushim eat the third hour. Revius machol payalim. The work is, first you have to work a little bit. So the fourth hour, now they're getting, now you need a coffee break, you have to, they worked already, so now, that's when they eat. That's when they sit down to eat. Chamishis machal talmidei chachamim. Talmidei chachamim learned till then. Now they got hungry. Shishis machal kolodom. So here it says in the Baraisa that the zman that people eat is the sixth hour of the day. And Rav Papa said that dalad zman suda lakirli. Fact the Gemara of Omar Rav Papa, revius zman suda lakirli. Revius is a zman suda. Ela epoch. So the Gemara says we have to make a grais in the Baraisa. Revius, machel, kol odom. Revius, everyone eats. Chamishis, machel, pei alef. Shishis, machel, tamidei chachomet. Mikan ve'eilach. And if a person did not eat till then, kezeirik even lechemis. So then the food that he throws in is not too, doesn't accomplish too much. He's filling himself up, but just like a person will throw in a stone into a chemis, to a keli, it'll fill up also, but he's not, it's filling up, but he's not gaining too much from the stone. On a rabbi, lo yamoran elad leitoy midi betzafra. That what we said, that if a person doesn't eat till after 6 hours, he doesn't get anything from the food, that is dafka if he didn't start eating at the beginning of the day. Avotoy midi betzafra less lumbo. If he started eating in the beginning of the day, even though it was a little bit, so it's the eating that he eats after the 6 hours, not kezeirik, even lechemis. Let us see Taisvis. Arbez man suda la koli. So Taisa says, Lo shayach aitayme ele linyin achile, aval linyin eidus loy. The Gemara says that a person will never make a mistake by chometz. It could be the seventh hour, and I think it's the fourth hour, because the fourth hour person knows that that's his man suda. So they say that kasha, by eidus we heard, if a person says the fifth hour can make a mistake, it's the fourth hour. They'll be mad at him. No, I made a mistake. It was really the fourth hour. How could you think the fifth hour is the fourth hour? The fourth hour is mansuda lakirli, and the fifth hour is not mansuda lakirli. So Taisa says it seems this is only a reminder, b'midi d'achila. If he wants to eat now, then he realizes no one else is eating. It's not as mansuda. But if he's Isaac and other things, so then he doesn't chap that it's not shor revius because no one is eating. This is only a reminder b'inyone achila. Sokta Gemara Vaita. Omar Ravashi, kimachloikis be'edis, kach machloikis b'chometz. So what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said that we have a machloikis in Sanhedrin. How susceptible is a person in making a mistake? Rav Meir holds that he can make a mistake in 2 hours, Yehuda holds in 3 hours. So, and we have here a machloikis in Hilchis Chometz also. Rav Meir says he can eat the fifth hour. I don't have to be afraid he might make a mistake when it's the fifth hour. Rav Yehuda says he cannot eat the fifth hour. So Rav Ashi said, this machloikis, the machloikis of Chometz, the machloikis of Eidus, they both go in Lushitosam. Just like Rav Yehuda holds by Eidus, a person makes greater mistakes, Odom Toye, so by Chometz he also holds Odom Toye, he's susceptible to make a greater mistake, so therefore, you're not permitted to eat Chometz an hour earlier. According to Ramei, a person doesn't make such a mistake by Eidus, who are then by Chometz also. Kamachloikis by Eidus, kach machloikis by Chometz. Frag the Gemara, Pshita, Hainuach, it's the same thing. Hainuach Tamrine. That's what we said. That's how we ended up. I'm thinking about Kamash Malon Shinuya de Shanina and Shinuya. He's just telling us that our teretz is take, that's the emissary teretz. Voloitema Tanoyi. So, let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Kemachloikis, the Rameya, the Rabbi Yehuda be'edis. The Machloikis be'edis, Mishum, the Rabbi Yehuda toy in Shitvei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes more mistakes than Rameya. Kach machloikis, but machlis nami b'chometz. So that's the same machloikis ka b'chometz. Mishum do Rabbi Yehuda toy in shitvei. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat chometz an hour earlier. Ubein Rameya, bein Rabbi Yehuda, to loy marchik ikule tohusa kedamrine beidis. Aye, we see it's not the same time span. By Eidus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a mistake in 3 hours. According to Rameh, you make a mistake 2 hours. And here it's 1 and 2. I the leimachik ikulei teisa kedamrin and beedis lamar shtei shoyis lamar shalish shoyis mishum shani yedushni. So we said a teretz on this. Chometz lakel mosa. Teretz is that chometz lakel mosa. Now, if we're holding cheshbon, this Rashi is shreklach. That means, this teretz, if you're going to ask Akash, Rashi is going according to Rava. According to Rava, so we're asking Akash, why is it that by Eidus, let's say according to Rameya, a person can make a mistake in 2 hours. So the Gemara says, so why can you make a mistake here 2 hours? That was the Gemara's Kasha, according to Rava. So the Gemara answers, because here, Behei chamo b'mizrach and b'zayim chamo b'mayrif. That was the teretz. So mainly he won't make a mistake between hey and zayim. That was the teretz. So the Gemara asks, so vov also he won't make a mistake because vov it's not b'mayrif. So the Gemara says that b'shoshishis it's b'karnas. So there shoshishis one can make a mistake. So l'chayre the teretz is the teretz is not mishum shinuy de shaninen that chometz lakel mosa. Chometz lakel mosa means one can make a greater mistake. The teretz is a different teretz. hey, chamo b'mizrach, and vav, that you do make a mistake is because it's b'karmese. What is pshat in Rashi, chometz lakil mosa? So the Rosh Yosef asked this kasha. Here's a teretz, but what's the kasha is sufficient. We have to know clear what Rashi means over here. Let's go a little further. The loitaim et tanoihi. You shouldn't say that it's a machlekes tanoim. That means you could say, seeing that by Eidus, Rameis says the person makes a mistake 2 hours. By Chometz, he makes a mistake 1 hour. So you could say it's a machlekes tanoim what Rameya holds and what Rameya holds. Well, if you don't, kashaloch masnisen de Sanhedrin masnisen doche. One, if he could have a kasha from the Mishnah Sanhedrin and our Mishnah, is loitema, don't say it, tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoi, maliba de Rameya ve Rabbi Yehuda. The tan of the masnisen, the tan of our Mishnah, sovel Rameya odom toyesho achas. Well, Rabbi Yehuda odom toyesh taim. Ubatana the Sanhedrin Sovel Ramey Odam Toyeshtaim will Rabbi Yehuda Sholesh. Don't say this. Alavada Ikoisa Machlokes Shelshom Kachikam. Elo Mishum, the difference is the Chometz Laka Shonu Elo Bishois. That's what we said. That people can make mistakes, Zema Bishtaim, Zema Bisholesh. That's not if they spoke about hours. So then they can make a mistake. Aval Echad Oima Kredem Honetzachama. One person said that this Maisa occurred before the sun rose. And the other one says the Maisa occurred after the sun rose. They do some betayla. So you see, cloth, edus mekeshes. In fact, the Gemara pshita, that's poshita. He's saying it happened at one time, he's saying it happened at another time. Elo echad oima koidem honetzachama. One said that it happened before the sun rose. When the sun started to rise, they're still speaking about different times. He says it happened before the sun rose, and he said when the sun started to rise. Could be there is no contradiction between both of them. The one that said that it occurred when the sun had started to rise, he was standing in an open place. He saw rays of the sun starting to come up. So Memela, when he saw these rays, he was under the impression, this is the sun already. So I would say that, we should say that both of them are speaking about the same Zman. Kamash Malon, you don't say such a thing. If he says it's after sunrise, I have to assume that he really saw the sun starting to rise. And therefore it's Eidus Mekreshes. Zok Rashi, Lo Yishon, Lo Hachta Sanhedrin, Elo Shiidu Ala Shoyt, Abol Eitziyu Befiyim, Shem Honetzach Amen. What happens if they said sunrise, they spoke about sunrise, Ein Kantois Ala Kozov. There we cannot say that they're making a mistake, no one is Zichra Alaya. B'Soy Hanetz, Shem Asral Hanetz. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Haloche Kerebi Yehudah. That we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar le'rove le'rav Nachman. That what? That oichlin kol arbe. You eat the 4th hour, the 5th hour. You only allowed to have ano, and the 7 betchila sheish. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar le'rove le'rav Nachman. So Rove asked Rav Nachman, "V'nei ma'mar halochi keramei? Why did you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and you're not allowed to eat the 5th hour? Say we paskin like Rameya. What is Rameya better than Rabbi Yehuda?" The Sosam Lontane Kivose, we have a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. The Snan, we learned in the first Mishnah, the second Perek. Kol Shoh Shemuta Lechel, whenever you're permitted to eat, Machel, you're permitted to give an animal to eat. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that you don't split the hour and say this hour you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to derive benefit from it. No, we say that Hano and Achille have the same Zman. Kol Shoh Shemut Alechel Machel. So we have a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. So therefore we should pass like Rameya. And for the Gemara, Ahi Lav Stomahu. That is not a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. Mishum de Kashe Muta. The Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek asks a Kashe. The Digdik of the Mishnah is Shver. It should have said Kol Shoh Shoichel. Every hour that he can eat, machel, he can give an animal to eat. Vashat kol shoh shemuta lechel. So the Gemara in the second Perek says that the Mishnah means as follows. It's speaking about two different people. Kol sho shemuta l'koyin lechel tume. That means the fifth hour koyin is allowed to eat tume. According to Rav Gamliel, muta li Yisrael lahachel lebehemtoy. So Yisrael is allowed to give his behemoth. So this is not a stam mishnah like Rav Meir. It's rather a stam mishnah like Rav Gamliel. So therefore, the kasha you ask, let us paskin like Rav Meir, because we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, and we can't paskin like Rav Meir, because it's not a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, it's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Gamliel. So we'll see Taisus asks a kasha, so let's paskin like Rav Gamliel, we have a Stam Mishnah according to Rav Gamliel. But before we see Taisus, let's learn the Gemara further. Look, the Gemara, the name of Mar Halochik Rav Gamliel, let us paskin like Rav Gamliel, Bahavalei Machia. Rav Gamliel, we have a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Gamliel is machia. That means he heard what Rav Meir had to say, heard what Rav Yehuda had to say, and he's a little bit like this. Well, he's machia, a little like Rav Meir, a little like Rav Yehuda. He says tume, you're allowed to eat the fifth hour like Rav Meir. Chulin, you're only allowed to eat the fourth hour like Rav Yehuda. So for Kerf, let us Paschal, Rav Gamliel, he's the Machia. Oh, Malay, Rav Gamliel, so Rav Nachman answered them, Rav Gamliel, love Machia. Rav Machia is not a Machia between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Tam de Navshekoma. Rav Gamliel is a third Shita. He's not Machia between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Let us see Rashi. Haloche ke Rav Yehuda de Toilin Kol Chomish, your permitted to have anor, but not to eat it the fifth hour. The name Aloche Kerav Meir, the Oichlin Kol Chomish, I'll eat it the fifth hour. The Hososam Lantani Kemose, we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. This Nan Kol Sho Shemuta Lechel, whenever you're allowed to eat, Machel Abahim Alachai Loifis, the Mashme, Kshe Einei Muta Lechel, when he's not allowed to eat, Einei Machel. He Rav Yehuda, if I miss you, we're going according to Rav Yehuda, Ika Chomish, Teina Oichel Omachel. Al Rav Meir, the Omar Oichel Atchila Sheish. It's going according to Rav Meir that says you're allowed to eat Atchila Sheish. The Mishosh Einei Oichel, Einei Machel. When he can't eat, he can't give the Behem either. So we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. So the Gemara answers me that the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Meir. Mishim Dekashe Mutter. The word Mutter is Shver. Bepeire Kol Sho Makshinon. The Gemara asks, Kol Sho She Oichel, whenever he eats, Machel, he's about to give the behemoth to eat. Mi boile. Umuta mashma, the word muta seems, Kol, speaking about two different people, Kol Sho She Muta Odom Achel Echel, this other person is permitted to eat, Machel said, this person is permitted to give to eat, Ha'osa Lechel, he's not allowed to eat himself, but he's permitted to give to behemoth to eat. Because of this kasha, Rav Gamliel. So we said that Mishnah is going according to Rav Gamliel. V'achi koma, kol sho shemuta koyin lechel, every hour that a koyin is mutal to eat trume, lechel betrume, machi Yisrael, chulun lebeime, al mestame loike rameo. So not a stam Mishnah like rameo. So the Gemara says, so paskam kram Gamliel b'mas nisin. So my answer is, lav machiye. Rav Gamliel is not a machiye, kedefrishis lakama bepirkin. The ain achros tashlishi machas. That a dash, a shlishi is not a called a hacho. Bo achros tashlishi. Snarash explains as follows. The Rav Meir ve Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir ve Rav Yehuda loy airi. They never spoke about trume and chulen. The nehevi shayach chilek, that there's a difference. There's a svore to differentiate between zman trume and zman chulen klal. They never showed us that there's be a sporah to be mechalik between chulun and truma. The I have it not. If it would have said in the Mishnah as follows, Rav Meir oimer echad chulun ve echad truma kol chomish. You could eat sai chulun and sai truma. Not only truma, even chulun you could also eat. Rav Yehuda oimer echad chulun ve echad truma kol arba. Rav Yehuda would say not only chulun you're not allowed to eat the fifth hour, truma you're also not allowed to eat. So we see from both of them that there's a svara to differentiate, but they say, no, we didn't differentiate. The Rav Gamliel, and then Rav Gamliel would come and say, I will differentiate. Chulin, kol arbe, chulin you eat, the fourth hour, truma, kol chomish. Then that would be achra, because we see that they also held that there's a makom to differentiate between truma and chulin. Aval hashtag.
the inu loy atke trume vechulon. They didn't mention trume vechulon klal. But like galu daitam sheishum remes din lechalik bnei. They didn't show us that there's a havamine to differentiate between trume vechulon lavachoy. So now Rav Gamliel shtik teire. Rav Gamliel says that there's a difference between trume and chulon lavachoy. He's not being machia between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Ela dashlishis. That's his opinion. So Mamela, he is not a yachsen over them. So therefore, Rav Nachman Paskin like Rav Yehuda. But let us go further. The Gemara says, V'boy yisayme, that Rav Nachman Amar Rav, that what Rav Paskin like Rav Yehuda is because of a different reason. The Omar ki hai tane, he Paskin like this tane. Which tane? The Sanya, we learned Abarais as follows. Harbo also Shechaliyos b'Shabbos. It was the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and it was Shabbos. Shabbos was Erev Pesach. Now, you have a problem, Erev Pesach, but Chaliyos b'Shabbos, you can't burn your chametz on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Mevarin es hakol milifnei haShabbos. So you get rid of most of the chametz before Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, get rid of most of the chametz. V'soyofin, Trumais, and if you have trume, so beserfen trumais tmeyes, tluyais utahiris. You have trume tmeye, you burn it Erev Shabbos. Tluya, it's suffic, if it's tome or toy, you also burn it. Utahiris, and you have toyanike trume, you also burn this Erev Shabbos. Umishairen mina tahiris, mozen shtei sudeis, te lechel ad dalet shois. And you leave over, from the trume, you leave over enough trume for two meals. You're going to eat Friday night and Shabbos in the morning. You can eat till Dalet Shois. You leave over Trume for two meals. So you have an abundance of Trume, which you cannot eat, so that you burn Erev Shabbos. You leave over Trume for two meals. Divrei Rabbi Lozo ben Yehuda Ish Bartusa. She'omar Mishim Rabbi Yeshua. That's what you do. But the rest of the Chometz, you get rid of it Erev Shabbos. Omru loy, so the Chachamim told Rabbi Loza ben Yehuda, Tahiris lo yisreifu. How are you allowed to burn Truma Tahira? Shema yimotsu len oichlen. Who knows, maybe you can get oichem, there'll be kahan that'll come to him. How can you destroy Truma? It's possible it might be eaten up Shabbos. Don't get rid of the Truma. Omar lehen, kvar bikshu v'lo yimotsu. So he says, we're talking about already that he looked around. He was doing Erev Shabbos. He was looking around if there's any extra kahanim around that he'd invite them for Shabbos to eat by him. There's no one around. So Memele, so it's only him and his wife, and he has 20 pounds of trume, so he can eat 20 pounds of trume by the two sudas. So he's Mishaya he leaves over for the two sudas, and the rest of it he burns Erev Shabbos. So they asked him, Shema chutz l'chaim alom. What do you mean he looked around? Maybe in the city, Erev Shabbos, there's no other kahanim. But maybe outside of the city, there are kahanim that are in the tchum. They didn't have time yet to come into the city. And tomorrow they're going to come into the city. So how can you go and burn tchum? Maybe it will be able to be eaten up yet. Omalahen. So, Rabbi Lazar told them, listen, according to you, you said, Mustama, it's not Shchiach, that maybe there's Kahanim outside of the city and they're going to come in tomorrow. It's not Shchiach. There's a possibility, I'm not saying, but it's not Shchiach. But according to you, if you're afraid of all possibilities, is Alesha different Kasha? So why are you only disagreeing with me by Truma Tahira? Aftluyais lo yisroifu. Afilu trume that is sofik tomi and sofik toy, you also shouldn't burn. Why? Shema yovi eliyo viyitare. Maybe eliyo novi is going to come. We don't know if it's tomi or toy. So we can't eat it. But maybe eliyo novi is going to come in Shabbos. He's going to tell us it's toy. So you shouldn't burn it. Let's wait till Shabbos. Maybe there's a possibility that it might be eaten. So Rabbi Chanan asks, Akash Eliyo Anovi, there's two sveikis. One, who says he's going to come? Maybe he'll come. Fine. Number two, after he comes, who says it's Toya? It could be it's Tomei. So what's Rabbi Lezer's kasha? So Rabbi Lezer held that your suffix may be the someone outside of the city and he's a kohen is also a far-fetched possibility. No, it's possible. So if you're afraid of everything that could occur, Eliyahu could come and could say that it's toil. So Mamela, if you're afraid, that's your line of thought. So you shouldn't burn the tliyas also. Amru loy, that's no kasha. I'm not afraid Eliyahu won't come. Kvam muftach lahem li Yisrael shein Eliyahu bo loy ba'arvi shabosis loy ba'arvi yomim tovim. We had a gemara in Erevin. Eliyahu Novi does not come Erev Shabbos. He won't come Erev Yom Tov. So Memele, we'll see why in Rashi, Mimnei HaTorech, he's not busy then. He won't come then. He's not busy Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, the Oisik B'mitzvahs. He won't come then. So Memele, Eliyahu Novi won't come, but guests could come. So Memele, Tluyes, you should burn. But Tahirish, you shouldn't burn. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omru, so we hear here a machloikets between Abalaza ben Yehuda and the Omru loy. So the Gemara says, loy zozo misham, at shekovu halachik Abalaza ben Yehuda ishpatus. They paskin like Abalaza ben Yehuda. Sha'oma mishum rabbi Yeshua. So now we paskin like Abalaza ben Yehuda. Now let us be medaic the words of Abalaza ben Yehuda. Abalaza ben Yehuda said that you leave over chametz for two meals, k'day lechel ad dalet shoy. So you see, klal from Rabbi Elazar, that you only eat till the fourth hour. So you see, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you only eat the fourth hour, you don't eat the fifth hour. That's why Rav Nachman Amara paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. My love, afilu lechel. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda said that you leave over to eat the fourth hour, and we paskin like him. No, that they paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda was in the machlokes that he had between the Amru Loi. Amru Loi said he's not permitted to burn the Tahira. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda said you're permitted to burn the Tahira. In this we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. But now Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda held that you're only permitted to eat the fourth hour, that's no one paskin like him. Could be we paskin like Ramei al Aloche, that you're permitted to eat the fifth hour. So it's no raya from the Leizazo Misham how to paskin. Zot Rashi. Viboy yisei merav di oma kahai tane. The kove hilchus, he holds like this tane, that paskin kabalos of Rabbi Yehuda, the oma afilu trume kol arbe vesuloi. Diktani will learn to kovu halochi kemaisei. We paskin like him. Tluyais, sofik tmeyais, sofik tahirais. Mozain shtei sudais, veloy shalish. You leave over food for two sudas, not for three. Why don't you leave over for three? The whole shalish sudas, the Shabbos, the three sudas, is arvish, shachis, and minche. The three sudas Shabbos are arvish, shachis, and minche. Erev Pesach osa lecho min amincha lamayla. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat min amincha lamayla. Chere Rashi means the Mishnah. Arve psochem samach lamincha. You're not allowed to eat. Now this Rashi is leider apella. The Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanan ask, Rashi wants to say, why don't you leave over for Shalosh Sudas? So Rashi says Shalosh Sudas is bizman mincha, and the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be kevei yasuda min amincha lamayla. The Rosh Yosef, he asked, why do you leave over Chometz? Chometz is also Mishor Shviyas. You're not allowed to have Mishor Shviyas in the Rabbana. Mishor Shviyas min HaTayre. Min HaMincha L'mayla is later. That Mishor is speaking about, you're not allowed to eat matzah, egg matzahs. You're not allowed to eat Min HaMincha L'mayla. But Chometz, Rashi is saying that the Chometz is poshut, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat Chometz. Because it's also min haTorah, not because arvei pesach merav pesach osa lecho min amincha lamayla. Pashas Rashi means the Mishnah no find arvei pesach. Pella de Kerashi. Agav uche the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz has a whole pilpul over here. He asks also Rashi's kasha. Why don't you say for shalosh sudas? And he asks the kasha differently. Let's divide the sudas shachis. Let's divide. You'll make three sudas. You make three sudas, you'll divide the sudas, and you'll eat shalosh sudas. So he brings a machlekes rishonim. So other rishonim say, it's a raya from this, that you're not yoytze shalosh sudas till after chatzos. There's no such thing as shalosh sudas to divide it into have two sudas in the morning. That's one malus. Other rishonim would arrive from here, then you're not mekayim shalosh sudas till after chatzos. And another rishon slugs this up. He says, you're only fooling yourself. This mishayim mustn't stay sudas. He says, if you divide it up, it's the same amount of food, but you're just benching in between. It's still, he has one stomach. He's out already. He can't eat more than, call it two sudas, call it three sudas. It's the same amount. So that, the Rabbeinu Peretz slugs him up. He says, it's not so poshut. He says, you could eat the first hour of the day and the fourth hour of the day. You don't have to divide it up as you can build up an appetite. So Al Kaponim, there is a tumul over here in Rishonim. This is like, why is there no din shalish sudis before chatzos? But Rashi, all of a sudden, that said shalish sudis is after chatzos. Rashi by his holds like those rishonim. So the reason is pasha, because then you now eat chametz. The oires lo yisrayfu klal. You're not allowed to burn it at all. Hoyu v'legiyas manam levaya. That's what the amru lo yod. V'avu pishiyesh lo yishir kedei lanche beis. He left over ready for his mnei bayit. Shall coin, Abu Shema Yemotze Kahana Moichim, he might find guests, Sheyachilim, or give them some Truma. For the Nafsi, Truma be Yadai. How can you destroy Truma Erev Shabbos? Vim lo Yemotze, what if he doesn't find, and he left over Yachilim, Mochel le Kalbe Kahana, let him give it to the Klovim, or Yevatlim Belibe, or be Mevatl, but the Omer lo hold, you don't burn it Erev Pesach, if there's a possibility that it might be eaten. Kvabikshu v'loi motzu, kloima, kol ma sheyesh loi levakesh. Agav uche, we see from Rashi a very interesting thing, that there's no, even though a kohen is permitted to give truma to his kelev, but it's no mitzvah to give to the kelev. Because it'd be a mitzvah to give to the kelev, so you have to, it could be mishai for the manshach. If he has 20 dogs, you have to be mishai for the 20 dogs also. I mean, it was mishai already for them. What does Rashi say? Now you give to the klovim. So the rabbi says, there's no mitzvah to give to dogs. There's a heter. They're allowed to eat truma, but if he's a kohen, but there's no mitzvah. So may Rashi says, "Nimotza yachilim lemochel lekal bekanim ayivat lembelibay." Kvabikshu v'lei motza kloima. Kol mashi yeshel levakish kvabikish. Tabe Shabbos layivoy oichem. Oichem on coming Shabbos. Kvar yedei aboki boish and shabir miyove. Yes, he knows he's going to come to him for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, maybe lonu chutz l'chayim, loshen molin, shema b'seich atchum lonim kahana moichim, halayla, v'yavoyu l'mocha, and they'll come tomorrow. So he says, afu divreichem d'chashin l'shema, amay le'pogiso elo b'tahiris, af tluyis lo yisroi p'koynim zmanam. Tluyis also you shouldn't burn. Shema yove elo yo hayoyim ha'mocha, maybe Leo Novi is going to come, koydim zman b'yurim, b'yitarim, v'yoyim and tell us le'noga b'em tume, v'yoychum, you'll be able to eat it. So the Gemara said, "Loi the Amr Le said Loi ba'arve Shabbosis va'yoyin erev Shabbos. He won't come erev Shabbos. Yeah, v'lamocha erev Yontif. And Shabbos is erev Yontif. Nei atoyrech sheyesh lam lasoik besude Shabbos v'yitrov duboy. That means that he won't come erev Shabbos or erev Yontif because they have to be tereich in the sude. And if Eliyahu Navi comes, they'll be busy with him. So therefore, he won't come." Now the Masha asks on Rashi. Rashi says, "Good Erev Shabbos is good. They're very busy. Shesh lam lasik besude Shabbos, but Erev Yontif, they have nothing what to do. Erev Yontif is Shabbos. Everything was cooked already. So why can't he come? Why can't he come?" But Rashi did not explain here why he can't come. My love, afilu lechel b'chol dvorav kovul kamois. Vafa mashe kovus manachila dala choice afilu betrume. The Gemara says, "Lo levay, hod the kovul kamoi." Say that will be paskin like Rabbi Elazar le'ayri bachila or the beer. Shaychemeir of chlukim olav shloyivaru toiris ad lemochel kovul deseif from erev Shabbos b'shloy shoso. The din of when you burn it, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. I will be shiel lo levay v'loch de lechol at chomei shoyis v'hibah.